Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in? In today's episode of Not Nice, Clever, we're talking about our experience in LA. Kat and I just got back from about 5 days in LA where we attended the Podcast Movement Evolutions Conference. Mm-hmm. And it was our first ever podcast conference. And we thought we would take a piece of our own advice and get in community with podcasters, since Kat and I are over 155 episodes in, and we've loved spending time with our Clever crew. We know it's time for us to learn even more so we can get better for you.
Yeah. And so that's what we're sharing today. And I think the one thing that stood out to me the most, well, there was a few things, but I really found joy and priority in us planning this trip with the intention of it being the priority of getting us in the same room again, of us being in community with other people who are doing the same things we are doing or differently so that we can learn by example and not fitting it into like the nooks and the crannies of everything else. Like right. You could easily look at your calendar or my calendar and be like, ladies, women, how do you have the time? And it's like, well, that old saying of you'll make the time if it's worth your time. And mm-hmm. I feel like we had launched our podcast so quickly, effortlessly, and easily. There's been a lot of work and effort since, but it was really nice to say, no, we're going to take a week. We will do some work here and there throughout, but to really just make this trip and make this effort for our podcast and for the community we want to be a part of. I was really proud of us for doing that. And I think we benefited in a lot of ways too.
Yes, it was so inspiring to be in a room with people who started similarly to us. Like they didn't really know how to start a podcast, but they pushed record and amazing things have happened in their life. Yeah. So we've already seen that happen with you guys, Clever Crew. We thank you so much for all the opportunities that you've given to us because it really has been life-changing. And we're just getting started.
Yes.
So that was really, really cool. I actually thought it was great to see Amy Poehler on stage because she has a podcast.
She does, apparently.
And she does. And it's called Say More with Dr. Marsha. It's Dr. with a question mark. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she has a totally different kind of podcast where she plays a character who is a relationship therapist and has her friends come on and they also play characters and she does therapy sessions with them. Anyways, it was really amazing to see that she's getting into the podcast space and sharing her creativity in different ways.
Yeah.
And just hearing like what podcasts people love listening to and all the different styles of podcasting that are out there was really cool to me. I met this woman who has a podcast all about like DNA. And I was like, that's so interesting. Yeah. She's a genetics counselor and she started her podcast like when she was, I don't know, 18 or 19. It's like 10 years old now.
Right.
And she just talks to everyone about what's going on in DNA today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, like so many interesting conversations.
Yeah. There is a niche for everyone and for everything. And when I remember when you shared that with me, I was like 10 years. I was like, damn, we're a year and a half in and we think we're like the cool kids on the block.
We're
babies. Clever crew.
Totally.
There's so much that awaits us. We're so excited. Also, I feel like we just need to call out because you and I do work a lot with a lot of entrepreneurs in like the mortgage, insurance, and real estate space. And we've been to a lot of like real estate specific conferences. This conference was notably different in the fact that, and you guys know, in the Clever crew, you might be an introvert or an extrovert, but Candace and I are introverts. And this conference was just basically a bunch of other introverts who happen to have podcasts, and then you put us all in the same room, and then, oh my gosh, the middle school dance vibes. Like, I would not leave Candace aside, and she'd be like, let's go talk to this person.
Awkward.
I was like, it was like, oh my gosh, did we ever really grow up? I don't know.
Middle school dance vibes is so accurate.
Right?
That was such a good description.
Thank you.
Yes. Because, you know, we're often in spaces with people who appear to be extroverts, high energy spaces, mm-hmm. people
with their cameras out, their phones out, recording content. And we love creating content as well.
Yeah.
But the podcast conference was a much different vibe. I feel like I had a light bulb moment. And I was like, oh, all podcasters are a little bit of awkward introvert nerds like me.
Right.
Now I get it. How did I not know this before? But somehow seeing them in a room together, and I, obviously all is a hyperbole, but
yes,
a lot of podcasters are introverts, and it all makes sense because we get to sit in our office or in a closet and just be by ourselves in quotation marks and have deep conversations.
I'm wearing joggers right now. They're stretchy pants.
Yeah.
They're, like, it's so comfy. And I remember we talked to, oh, I forget that woman's name. She was from Sirius XM. So she was there as like a sponsor. And your friend Corinne introduced us to her. And she came right up to us, was like, conversate. I was like, oh, extrovert vibes, right? And then she was remarking on something and we shared that revelation with her. We're like, well, think about like podcasting doesn't require you to expend a ton of energy. So it's very attractive for introverts who like don't want to be on camera. And she was like, I never thought of it that way. And we're like, neither did we, but we're not going to let you know that. But we just figured it out.
Also, an interesting part of that is that as podcasting evolves, we learned that podcasting just celebrated its like 20th anniversary, by the way. Still a very baby in industry.
Yeah, y'all, we're older than the industry. That blew my mind.
We're older than podcasting. And as podcasting evolves, everyone is talking about how important video is for podcasters. So you should be on YouTube. You should be on TikTok. You should be on Instagram if you are trying to grow your audience and your reach.
Yeah.
And so we were hearing that over and over in every panel and every session. But the irony in that is that people who started podcasts started so that they did not have to be on video.
Right.
And so now it's kind of like pulling teeth to get the typical podcaster who's likely introverted to then show up on camera. So just all these interesting dynamics in the conference and great connections that we've been able to make. So we thought we would share it with you. Another cool thing that happened at the conference, which is just so cool for Kat and I, is that we recorded our first ever podcast in the same room.
Oh my gosh, that's right. It was so much harder.
It was still awkward.
It was.
Because we did not have our proper podcast setup where we could like just talk to one another. We had to individually each be on our laptops and on our mics and mute our mics. And
y'all know how much we love to have like this conversation where we're going back and forth. Like, we love that. But yeah, we had to be a little bit more behaved in like, okay, Candace, you are talking now. Okay, so that the audio wouldn't bleed over. Candace, you had to prime, by the way. So you were like, Kat, make sure you bring your wires. Cause y'all, this was my first episode recording on the go. And Candace is like, oh, welcome to the club. Cause she does most of hers like that. But talk about like figuring out. So I show up with all the proper cords, my mic, my webcam, but then I realize I don't have the adapters to connect into my MacBook Pro. And Candace like just goes and she just primes them to the hotel.
Amazon Prime is amazing. The hotel had it for us. So we're just problem solving. That's it. Yeah. And as business owners, that is basically your entire job is to solve problems.
Right.
That's something that's playing on repeat in my mind because I don't know, last month I was just like crying in the kitchen about the design studio because I'm like, and it's a great thing.
Yeah.
The problem is
growing pain.
So many clients.
Cries.
That's the problem,
okay,
right?
Okay. Yes. Here's the river,
so
Candace.
Crying.
Cry into the river and then build
exactly.
a bridge.
So I'm crying in the kitchen and Dom is like, oh my gosh, like what's the problem? You have too many clients. I feel bad for you. Not
Tear.
Right. And he's like, figure it out. What's the next right step? I'm like, well, obviously I have to hire more people. He's like, okay, cool.
And
owning a business is problem solving. So you have a problem, the best problem.
Yeah.
And you need to solve it. So just do that. And if you just approach every day, like my whole job is to problem solve and smooth sailing is likely not part of this equation.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it is what it is.
You could be happier because the expectation is there.
I literally was just sharing this. Like, I was on a group coaching call with our clients, and one of them, bless his heart, Richard, we love Richard, was like, oh, Kat, and it's apparently at the time of this recording, he's like, it's the first day of retrograde too, right? I'm like, yep. I'm like, so buckle up, double check the emails, double check the text messages, don't take anything personally. And then I'm like, wait, I'm like, this is just good advice, regardless of whether or not we're in retrograde. So like Dom saying like, okay, you've got the good, like just expect the problems to arise.
Just expect it. Yeah. And your ability to handle it is what makes you a good business owner.
For
sure. It's what makes you a good entrepreneur, right? And it's not that you don't have those moments. It's just how quick can
you handle them?
Solve the problem. Yep. Exactly. Okay. I don't know how we got off on that tangent, but we have an episode coming out, or may have already come out, with someone who I'm super excited to share with y'all.
You will love it.
And that's the episode we recorded in the hotel, and his name is Kofi. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't already, look for his episode, because you're not going to want to miss him. His attention to mindset and his the former athlete, and that really, I love working with athletes. So yeah. I want you to listen to this show because you can learn so much from him. All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about the podcast, Kat?
I mean, I guess the last thing that I'll just say was that it was really cool to be a learner and be a beginner. We talk about how so often people come to us to solve problems, to collapse time for them, which is fantastic. It's how we make our living. But it's also nice to be the beginner and to be the one learning. And so there's a new piece of tech. We might do it in a tech roundup episode if you guys think that that would be helpful for you. But we're going to be experimenting with some different video recording styles, get more on YouTube. So I'm just really excited to be able to experiment with that and see how it supports us and how it helps us just like feel more connected with our Clever crew too.
Totally. We want to hear from you. So if you have suggestions, if you would actually watch us on YouTube, let us know in the DMs, because we need a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah.
So if you're like, heck yeah, I'd watch you guys on YouTube, let us know. If there's another platform where you're like, I really like watching podcasts on this specific platform, that would be really helpful to us. So drop us a DM. And as always, leave a 5-star review and share us with a friend.
Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our Clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.